This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon, while the Rajya Sabha till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla paid homage to the victims of the 1945 Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombings in Japan. He said 8 years ago, on 6th and 9th of August 1945, atom bombs were dropped on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, due to which a large number of people lost their lives and many were wounded.
इस घटना ने पहली बार विश्व को परमाणु बम के विनाशकारी दुष्प्रभावों से अवगत कराया था ये सभा विश्व को सामूहिक विनाश के हथियारों से मुक्त कराने के लिए अपनी प्रतिबद्धता पुनः दोहराती है तथा परमाणु हथियारों के उन्मूलन तथा वैश्विक शांति और स्वाद सुनिश्चित करने के लिए सामूहिक रूप से कार्य करने का संकल्प लेती है.
The House also observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the people who lost their lives. After that, the Speaker tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on the special intensive revision issue. As the noisy scene continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. Similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha when the House assembled at 11 a.m. It paid tributes to Satyapal Malik, a former member of the House who passed away in New Delhi yesterday. Following this, the opposition members started protest raising their issues. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said that as it is zero hour, several members want to raise the matter of urgent public importance and creating disruption in the House is not appropriate.
मैं सबसे अपील करूंगा, माननीय एलओपी से भी अपील करूंगा कि जीरो आवर जिसमें माननीय सदस्य अपनी समस्याएं देश की उठाते अपनी बात कहते हो मौका दीजिए. प्लीज आप मौका दे. प्लीज पॉइंट ऑफ ऑर्डर ओनली कैन बी रेज व्हेन द हाउस इज इन ऑर्डर. आप नहीं चाहते कि संसद चले या आप जीरो आवर में लोगों को अवसर देने के लिए तैयार नहीं है. द हाउस इज एडजॉर्न टू मीट एट 2 पीएम.
एमिट पैंडेमोनियम द चेयर एडजॉर्न द हाउस टिल 2 पीएम. Relief and rescue operations are continuing on a war footing following yesterday's cloudburst over the Kheer Ganga River in the Dharali area of Uttarkashi district in Uttarakhand. The Indian Army, NDRF, SDRF, district administration and other agencies remain actively engaged in the operation during this difficult time. So far, over 130 people have been safely evacuated to secure locations. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the affected areas today and reviewed the situation from the State Emergency Operations Centre in Dehradun. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has talked with Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami to take updates about the ongoing relief and rescue operations in Dharali in the Uttarkashi district. In a social media post, Mr. Dhami said the Prime Minister was informed about the rescue operations conducted throughout the night. He also briefed Mr. Modi about the rescue of people from the incident site to safe locations. The Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee today kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate will be at 5.25% and the marginal standing facility basis points rate and the bank rate at 5.75%. This follows a 100 basis points cut since February and comes ahead of the festive season.
After a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate under the liquidity adjustment facility LAF unchanged at 5.5%.
The RBI retained its financial year 2026 GDP growth forecast at 6.5% despite US tariffs on Indian imports. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall to continue over Uttarakhand during the next 3 days. Heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Haryana and West Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Kerala today and issued a red alert. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in forenoon trade amid sell-off across all sectors. BSE Sensex dropped 194 points to 80,517. And that is the end of this news bulletin.